It's the business of Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce, and it's time now for the business of the week, sponsored by Humphreys Building Supply, and marches around the corner, and it's the wearing of the green, and the parade, and all of that, and all things Irish. So it is just a delight to have the board president of the Museum of Newport Irish History, Deanna Canini, on the line with us. Deanna, top of the morn.
Same to you. And it is. It's going to be a top of a morn tomorrow, that's for sure.
For sure, yes. But then it'll all be green and wonderful by the 12th or the 17th at the very, very least. But it's always a great day for the Irish at the Museum of Newport Irish History. What a treasure.
It is. And I don't know if everyone is aware of the mission of the museum is to tell the story of the Irish immigrants and their descendants in Newport County and the surrounding area from the colonial era to the present, and seek and preserve the artifacts and mementos relating to their experiences and facilitate research in Irish history and heritage. We have an actual physical site, which we opened in 2011, which is at 648 Thames Street. It's a small storefront, but it's a very busy place. We've entertained visitors from, locally and internationally. They find us, down on Lower Thames Street. We have an extensive library there. We have oral histories from some of the local folks and their experiences and their, ancestry. It's all run by volunteer docents.
I don't think I knew that. It's so interesting. The history of the Irish in Newport is such a rich history, and it's so interesting. It's one of those things we think we know about, but there's so much to it. I mean, most everybody knows about the history of the hardworking people who came from Ireland to build Fort Adams.
Exactly.
But there's more to it than that.
There are certain waves that came over. Everyone also associates the Irish with the Fifth Ward, but there's Kerry Hill. There was an encampment or a village over actually at Fort Adams. So there's quite a bit of Irish throughout the city. It's not just, located in that. It's all throughout Newport County.
We had the
coal mines in Portsmouth.
Where were the coal mines in Portsmouth?
It's where I want to say the Alcoa Tower, but with
I know what you mean. I'm I remember that my grandmother took me there when I was three. I remember the Alcoa Tower. I hate to tell you.
In that area is where you can't see them. If you go on the bicycle tour, once you push, they do mention
the rail tour. Yes, the rail explorers.
The coal mines, but that's, they brought over quite a bit of the Irish because they were very hardworking people.
Era was that? What time period would that have been, Deanna?
Probably in the 30s, 1830s, I would say.
In the 1830s, isn't that something?
And they also, they brought, it was connected to all the canals, Erie Canal, the Irish came to build.
I see. So those who came to work on those canals, did some of them stay here? Did they land here and some go to upstate New York and out that way? Or how did it work?
Families came over and some came through Newport. So there was just that whole migration that came.
So this must have been quite a port of embarkation then, wasn't it?
It is. It really was. And you had the Fall River steamship lines.
Right. I was gonna ask if that was significant, because Fall River was a definite steamship stop once upon a time. Busy, busy port.
Yeah. So if you go to the museum, you'll actually understand a little bit more, because each of these stories that we're mentioning are highlighted in the museum. And we've divided the museum, the interpretive site, into areas, play, how the Irish played, how they prayed, how they lived, and how they worked. So although it's small, you have a little bit of a journey through the Irish history down at the Interpretive Center. So.
And what are the hours of the museum and of the center?
Actually, we'll be opening in March. on Fridays through Sundays, beginning on March 4th through the 20th from noon to 4. The museum closes and, it's really is from, the summertime through October, but we're always available by appointment. If someone really wants to see the museum and they're visiting, they could give us a call. And that's listed on our website. So if they go to our website, you can get all this information. I can give, and the website is newportirishhistory.org.
Excellent.
And the museum was founded in 1996. And it was founded by Vince Arnold and the late, and also Robert McKenna, mm-hmm. and our own local historian, Pat Murphy, who was a city historian also. We started with like 70 members. We've now grown to over 800, 833 is our estimate. Our demographics have changed quite a bit. It was a very local group of people. We're very interested in the heritage, but because of our lecture series, which I can go into in a little detail, and with it being virtual, we've extended out. So our demographics are changing, not only just from Newport, but actually from, all over the country at this point.
Is that right? Please tell us about that lecture series. We're talking with Deanna Canini, Museum of Newport Irish History, our business of the week, sponsored by Humphreys Building Supply. Tell us about the lecture series. As you say, you made a lot of friends during the pandemic.
We did. The lecture series started in 2002. It's named in honor of Michael Crowley. We started at the LaForge with a small group of people. We have about 5 or 6 a year right now. We just had one Tuesday. Our next one is on March 23rd, and we are going to do it both virtual and in person.
Nice. What will be the topic, Deanna?
It's been very interesting. It's the life and times of Patrick J. Boyle.
Wow.
Newport's first Irish mayor.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's also the guest, the one who's presenting is Steve Marino, who is our own local historian. He's works at Fort Adams, and he knows the history of the Irish in Newport from the early stages. So he's the presenter. And it was really the start of his political career. And he was the mayor, not the mayor, but his career extended over 20 years, Patrick Boyle. So that's on the 23rd. Again, it's at Wayfind. If you go to the website, you need to register for the lecture.
So in person, it'll be at the Wayfinder?
Wayfinder, yes.
Excellent. And now, is there a charge?
$5.
Okay. And is there, what about to watch it virtually?
Virtually, there's no charge. You need to register, obviously.
Okay.
To get the link.
So can you become a member of the museum, Deanna?
Yes, you can.
How do we do that?
You can actually go on the website and join that way. Or at the lectures, there's an opportunity to join at that juncture, too. And that's what we've really grown an awful lot through the lecture series. They've become very popular.
I'm sure.
The one this past week was on Irish immigrant women in the labor movement and women activism.
Oh, no
it
kidding.
Was extraordinary. It was given by the executive director of the Irish Heritage Museum in Albany, New York. But it was very riveting in what she presented.
Isn't that great? Well, what a resource. And as I said at the top, what a treasure. And certainly this is the time when everybody gets a little Irish for a while here during the month of March around here in Newport, Rhode Island. And so nice to have you with us. Tell us how we can find out more and maybe become a member of the Newport Museum of Irish History.
Go to our website, newportirishhistory.org. And there's opportunities there to actually see some of the lectures or view some of our prior lectures. They've been all recorded, and there's opportunities to donate and to become a member, just to review some of the other, you can see a little bit of the museum. We also maintain the Bonnie Street Cemetery, which is Mount Vernon and Bonnie Street.
Yes.
And that's the location of since the 1830s to support Rhode Island's first Catholic parish. And there's a cemetery there that is in a beautiful, beautiful park.
So many aspects of this. We're just flat out of time, Deanna, but I'm so glad to talk to you.
Well, we have a trolley tour. We have the interpretive center, the lecture. And also, the Body Street, there will be tours of the Body Street. This is brand new on March 6th, 20th, and 27th. But if you go to the website, you can find all of this marvelous
fantastic
stuff.
Thank you so very, very much for being with us. And congratulations on being our business of the week.
Thank you.
Thanks, Deanna. Take good care. The Museum of Newport Irish History here in the business of Greater Newport, newportchamber.com.